April is Donate Life Month, a time to raise awareness about the importance of organ, eye, and tissue donation, and to honor and celebrate those who have saved lives through the gift of donation. I'm Nicole Flood, Communications Coordinator with Saving Sight, a nonprofit iBank with a mission to change lives by saving sight. Today, we're honored to talk with Cheryl to learn more about her connection to organ, eye, and tissue donation and her brother's lasting legacy as an eye donor. Hey, Cheryl. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today and share your story with Saving Sight.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Your brother recently passed on the gift of sight, and he was also a living kidney donor to you many years ago. And we just wanted to know if you could tell us a little bit about Scott and what he was like and some of his favorite activities.
Sure. So Scott was my brother, and the words that we'd say best describe Scott would be he was funny and quirky, and he was just a true friend to so many people. I do think that his greatest passion in life was being a dad. He loved being active and exploring with his daughter, and together they would do so many things. They loved to walk around Kansas City, and they'd hop aboard the Kansas City streetcar and go explore City Market and various places, and asking my niece about what she remembered most about her dad and doing with her dad, she said that she really loved going to the Chiefs games and the Royals games and just having so much fun at those events. And they celebrated the Kansas City World Series win and did that up big, and that was just such a joyous time for Scott. So just to say a little more, he did find his place really when he joined the Greater Kansas City Writing Project, and there he really fell into writing. Both writing his personal experiences, but also working to get others to write and to share their personal experiences through writing. He was an instructional coach for Kansas City, Missouri School District, and his great passion was teaching young kids to write and to really help them find their voice through writing.
Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about your family's decision for Scott to be a donor and his legacy of helping others through donation?
Yeah. So our experience is a little different because Scott was my kidney donor back in 1997. I'd had kidney disease that was diagnosed when I was a senior in high school, and when I was 33 years old, it was time that I needed a kidney. And both of my brothers were tested. Both were a match, but Scott was the one who really stepped up to be my donor. For him, it was something that he could do to really, well, first of all, to help me, but also just to show his character and just to do something so positive. So kidney donation was such an important thing in our family, and donation in general is just so near and dear to our hearts that we wanted Scott's legacy to include giving life to others even after he had passed.
Yeah, it's really awesome that he was able to do that and that you have that connection such a early on in, as well.
Yes. Scott really has always helped others by giving of himself. And, you know, if we needed something, we'd call him, and he would be right over to help. And so it's not surprising that he was signed up to be a kidney or to be a donor. And just really wants to help others. So this was the best way that he could continue to help even after his passing.
Mm-hmm. How do you think his legacy kind of lives on as an eye donor?
Oh, you know, I imagine another person being able to see because of Scott. You know, a person has gone from, actually two people have gone from living in darkness to a window being open where they can see so many things. We don't know about our recipients, but, you know, I'm hoping that if there's a grandchild to be seen, someone seeing their grandchild for the first time, if there's a beautiful sunset to be seen, I'm hoping that that these people are able to enjoy a beautiful sunset. I think the things we see can shape our lives so much. And I think through Scott's donation, maybe a person's life is being changed, perspectives are being made, and, just a better quality of life for someone.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. As a donor family, why was donation meaningful to you, and how have you found comfort in your support of iDonation and sharing Scott's story?
Well, you know, like I said, it just brings us great joy to know that someone is seeing beauty through Scott's eyes. Scott often wrote of experiencing freedom, and through the gift of his corneal transplant donation or corneal tissue and the transplant that someone was able to receive, I just imagine someone is really living a more authentic life and truly experiencing freedom. I just think that Scott would most definitely want to do this for another person. So, if he came back and found that we had not donated anything that we could of his, then I think he'd be very upset with us.
So, very giving heart.
Yes, very much so. And his daughter she's a freshman in high school now, and I asked her how she felt about, us donating his tissue and his corneas and such, and she says, oh, I'm just so glad that we did that. And she said that someone went and spoke to them at their high school, and that she had like signed something for herself to be an organ donor too. So she's just totally on board with it, and I think it just really gives her great comfort that his legacy includes giving to others.
Mhm. That's really neat. I know you were interested in writing to Scott's recipients, and you learned they were international recipients, actually. What caused you to want to reach out to them?
Well, we just really wanted our recipient to know about Scott, but I just kind of want to really know how life has changed for our recipients. And I think that possibly we could see a little bit of Scott through those eyes, or just the experiences that someone's seen, and hopefully the recipients are living much fuller lives now. And mostly I just want to really hear from another how Scott has changed another's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense for sure. What would you say to others who are considering joining the donor registry?
Oh, my. I am such an advocate for organ donation. So Scott had donated to me, and then my friend ended up being a sister-like match for me, which it just seems like such a miracle that she was such a good match for me. Mm-hmm. Since my transplant, another friend of mine was an altruistic donor to a man that she did not know, and then she inspired another person to be an altruistic donor. So organ donation just really is so soul-stirring. And, of course, being a kidney recipient myself, I do encourage others to consider donation. There's nothing greater than knowing one being is willing to lessen the burden of another through organ donation. When I hear organ donation stories, I know that there is such good in the world. And it gives our family great pride and comfort to know that our tragedy of losing Scott lessens the pain of another suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like the circle of life provides through organ donation. It just seems like it's the ultimate act of humanity. And it reinforces my belief that we truly are placed on this earth to help out each other and to lift each other up and, to give each other to give another what they need.
Mm-hmm.
In a pretty great way.
Yeah, it does. And I know that April is your second transplant anniversary month, and so that's pretty special with it being Donate Life Month. With Donate Life America as well.
Yes. Last year, my one-year transplant, my friend, my donor, and I got together with some people who were very supportive of organ donation and just of the road that we traveled. And I tell you, that day, I just was filled with gratitude, and I felt like everything went right that day because I was so filled with gratitude. I felt like even the traffic parted for me, like I was walking on air. And if everyone could just have a day where they think, okay, I am going to just completely be grateful today, I think that they'd see what a difference a day like that can make. Because that's a day that I remember so vividly. And it will be different this year because I won't be able to get together with my donor. But I plan on paying it forward by doing some donations to, I don't know where I'm going to donate to, but to do some donations to either St. Luke's kidney transplant clinic or, just to give back a little bit this year and to find where there's a need and to give myself.
Yeah, that's definitely a wonderful, wonderful sentiment. And just, experiencing a day like that of gratitude, I think, is something we all could appreciate for sure.
I had a pretty good sense of what it was like to be truly grateful that day because it had been a hard journey to get my second transplant. Of course, in looking back on it, when everything at the end went so well, I think, oh, that wasn't so bad. But to be in the midst of it and to be in that place of uncertainty, it really was hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, those are all the questions that I have for you, Cheryl. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't discussed?
Like I said, donation can just truly stir your soul, and I definitely would encourage people to find out more about organ donation, and now that I've learned about saving sight, just to learn more about eye donation. You know, I hadn't really thought about eye donation up to the point before we lost Scott, but, you know, what a great way to help another person. So, totally life-changing. So, you know, my message is, please donate.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today and for allowing us to honor your brother's legacy as a donor hero.
Yeah, thank you for talking with me.
Well, if you would like to learn more about Saving Sight or would like to register as a donor, please visit saving-sight.org.